To Russia now, where the Kremlin marked the end of an era today. Vladimir Putin handed over the presidency to Dmitry Medvedev. In his inaugural address, the new Russian president talked about cracking down on corruption and protecting human rights. But it's not clear how much power Medvedev will have as long as the former President Putin remains on the political stage. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
Russia's new president was sworn in during a short but elaborate ceremony at the Kremlin shown on live TV.
Dmitry Anatolyevich Medvedev.
Medvedev is a 42-year-old former businessman. He's a trained lawyer, a writer, and most significant of all, he's the hand-picked successor of outgoing President Vladimir Putin, who's still the most popular and most powerful politician in Russia. During his inaugural address, Medvedev was sure to offer his gratitude to Putin.
President Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin, за его неизменную личную поддержку.
Medvedev said, I thank President Vladimir Putin from the depths of my heart for the unfailing personal support that I have always enjoyed. I am sure it will continue in future, he said. Putin is stepping down as president, but no one expects him to disappear. Putin gave a farewell speech today, and he said that for the past 8 years, he never broke his promise to serve Russia and its people honestly. Here he is speaking through a translator.
Now, having resigning from the position of the head of the state, I want to say that the obligation to preserve Russia has been and remains my biggest duty. I have following it and I will continue to follow it through my entire life.
Soon after today's ceremony at the Kremlin, Putin was nominated by Medvedev to be prime minister. Putin appears ready to expand the authority of that position significantly, which leads to the question, who's really going to be in charge of the Russian government? Celeste Wallander is a Russia and Eurasia expert at Georgetown University.
It's not at all clear that there actually is a handover of power. There's a handover in office from President Putin to new President Medvedev. But at the same time, in the last couple of weeks, they've been passing legislation, for example, to reduce the issues that the prime minister is directly responsible for, which should mean that Putin as prime minister, assuming he is confirmed tomorrow, which we all expect he will be, that he'll be less burdened by the day-to-day actual business of governing, which is likely to mean that he'll have more time for policy formation and the kinds of things he was doing as president.
In other words, Wallander says Putin might be freeing himself up to continue running the country as prime minister. Medvedev today said that he will combat corruption and extend civil rights and economic freedoms. Mikhail Zlatkovsky has his doubts, especially about the new president's commitment to civil rights. He's a well-known Russian political cartoonist who's been prevented from drawing cartoons of President Putin since the time he took office. And Zlatkovsky says he's betting that the new president won't be much different.
It seems to me Mr. Medvedev is the same kind figure from the same kind system. And it seems to me nothing will change in the freedom of speech and in the freedom of press. I'm pessimist.
Zlatkovsky says Medvedev might be president now, but Putin will still be the king of Russia. One of the things that Putin did as president was to revive Soviet-era traditions that emphasize Russian power and opposition to U.S. foreign policy. Friday is the anniversary of the Allied defeat of Nazi Germany, and Moscow will be treated to a Cold War-style military parade for the first time since the early 1990s. Russian fighter jets and strategic bombers will be in the skies. Tanks, missile launchers, and troop carriers will roll through Red Square. But Celeste Wallander of Georgetown says it's important to look closely at the military hardware on display because it will be outdated Cold War-era equipment.
What it will clearly indicate for those who know what to look for is that the Russian state, although it looks strong, hasn't been very effective in actually modernizing the country, in investing in Russia's future, and in providing a really good basis for future Russian security and power.
And that's something Washington, Vladimir Putin, and Russia's new president, Dmitry Medvedev, can all worry about together. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.